Good day to you. Here are three things on Isaiah chapter 53. As I read this chapter, it's hard to limit it just to three. This chapter of the great suffering servant, one of the clearest prophecies about Jesus and his saving work that the Old Testament gives us. And it's so hard to really narrow this down to three, but here I'll give it my best shot, and you can fill in and share and comment and anything that you thought that stood out at you as you read this chapter about Jesus that we hear all the time in the season of Lent, especially. And so 53, number one, really looking at the first couple for verses 2 and 3, where Isaiah talks about him that nothing really stood out. He said he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root from dry ground. He had no attractiveness and no majesty. When we saw him, nothing about his appearance made us desire him. Nothing about Jesus really stood out. He was an ordinary person, an ordinary looking man, and yet he was our Savior. So ordinary, and people rejected him, despised and rejected by men, a man who knew grief. He was despised, and we thought nothing of him. People thought nothing of him. Oh, he's just another man. So that's number one. But number two reminds us his work, his suffering is so much more than that. Verses 4 through 6, quite possibly, so clear about Jesus. Surely he was taking up our weaknesses, and he was carrying our sufferings. We thought it was because of God that he was stricken, smitten, and afflicted, but it was because of our rebellion that he was pierced. He was crushed for the guilt our sins deserved. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all have gone astray, like sheep. Each of us has turned to his own way. The Lord has charged all our guilt to him. Did you catch the exchange in there? It was because of our rebellion he was pierced. He was crushed for the guilt our sins deserved. The punishment that brought us peace was instead upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. There's an exchange happening there. What we did is on Jesus as he went to the cross, endured the cross for you and for me, and his perfect life, his salvation, that becomes ours. We have peace. We have peace through him. Our wounds of sin are healed. Even though we've all gone astray, the Lord has put all our guilt, all our sins on him. By his wounds, we are healed. We rejoice in that. And that leads to number three, his innocent suffering. Verses 7 through 10 really take that for us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent in front of its shears, he did not open his mouth. He was taken away without a fair trial and without justice. And of his generation, who even cared? So he was cut off from the land of the living. He was struck because of the rebellion of my people. They would have assigned him a grave with the wicked, but he was given a grave with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, and no deceit was in his mouth. That Jesus was perfectly innocent, nothing like an innocent-looking lamb led to the slaughter. A sheep before its shears is silent. He endured all of that without saying a word, and yet he did not deserve any of that. There was no justice in that. He was treated unfairly, and yet he did that for you and for me. No violence, no deceit was in his mouth. And then Isaiah says, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and to allow him to suffer. All of this, we might say, is the greatest injustice in the world. And yet it was the Lord's will to do all of this, to allow all of this. It was God who sent his only son into the world because he loved the world. Think of John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. His life is a guilt offering. He offered himself up for the salvation of the world to take our sins away. And we have peace with God all through Jesus. What the thoughts are endless on this chapter. And yet, when we think of it and read through it, what joy it gives us that Jesus suffered all of this for you and for me, for the world, and that joy leads us to share that with others, so that they know the peace that comes through Jesus and the healing that comes by his holy wounds on the cross. May God be with you today.